play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Tom Strait of Crozet, Virginia. I said, a man said to a friend, I'm thinking of a 9-letter word that contains my name, Ian, I-A-N, embedded somewhere inside it. If you replace my 3-letter name with your 4-letter name, you'll get a familiar word in 10 letters. What are the 2 words and what is the name of Ian's friend? Well, the first word is appliance. If you change the I-A-N to Esau, E-S-A-U, you get applesauce.
This week's winner is Joan Suits of Ann Arbor, Michigan. You got it. Congratulations, Joan.
Well, thank you. And I got this one in about a half hour.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
I was on a brisk walk and I pictured 9 blanks for the 9 letters, put an Ian in the middle, tried to figure out what I would put on the end. I tried a T and that wasn't working. So I went with the CE. Yeah, and then I was like, defiance, appliance, applesauce. Oh, yes, okay.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I retired recently. I am taking language classes. I stay really active. I wasn't used to the idea of being retired. It was not what I expected, so having a good time.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so, yes.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Joan and Aisha, I'm going to give you clues for 2 4-letter words. Put an R between them to complete a common 9-letter word. For example, if I said World's Fair in a tiny bell sound, well, a World's Fair is an expo. A tiny bell sound is ting. Put an R inside and you get exporting. So here you go. Number 1 is penny and a friend in war.
Penny.
So what's a 4-letter word for penny?
Cent.
Yes.
Centri.
You got it?
Centra. Centrally.
Centrally, okay. You got it. Off and running. Number 2 is shape of a frisbee and to change as text.
Disc.
Disc is right.
Disc. And
if you change text, what do you do to it?
Discredit.
You got it. To take a breather and a variant of isn't that isn't considered grammatical.
The word is ain't, so it would be restraint.
Restraint, good one. An 18-wheeler and Russia's blank mountains.
Semi-rural.
Semi-rural. Oh, gosh, you're fast. To jump into water head first and a lady's partner informally.
Diver.
Yes.
Lady's partner informally. Guy? Boy? Dude?
What's the fancy term for a man?
Gent? Divergent.
Divergent. Nice. Arrived and a word said at the end of a prayer.
Came?
Yes.
Cameraman.
Cameraman. Good job. To exist and a place to swim. This answer is a city name.
Liverpool.
Liverpool. Nice. And here's your last one. This answer is a 2-word answer. A sharp part of a wire fence and pointed tools used for punching holes.
Barbrawls.
Joan, I am very impressed.
I am too. I could barely get the first 4-letter word, but you were getting it together.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out what was going on here.
Well, you did an excellent job. How do you feel?
I'm just happy to be here.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Joan, what member station do you listen to?
Well, I am a member of 2 stations, WUOM in Ann Arbor and WKAR in East Lansing.
That's Joan Suits of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Name something you don't want to have at night. It's a two-word phrase, three letters in the first word, five letters in the second. Shift each of the letters of the second word 9 spaces later in the alphabet, and if your count reaches the end of the alphabet, continue counting from the start, and the result will name a famous singer. So again, something you don't want to have at night, 3, 5. Shift each of the letters of the second word 9 spaces later in the alphabet, and the result will name a famous singer. What singer is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.